Chapter 23. Adieu, she cries, and waved her lily hand. Apostrophe, the few tattered clouds of the morning enlarged and united. The sun withdrew behind them to emerge no more that day, and the evening drew to a close in drifts of rain. The water dropped speed like duck shot against the window of the railway carriage containing Stephen and Elfride. The journey from Plymouth to Paddington, by even the most headlong express, allows quite enough leisure for passion of any sort to cool. Elfride's excitement had passed off, and she sat in a kind of stupor during the latter half of the journey. She was aroused by the clanging of the maze of rails over which they traced their way at the entrance to the station. Is this London? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she said. Yes, darling, apostrophe, said Stephen in a tone of assurance he was far from feeling. To him, no less than to her, the reality so greatly differed from the prefiguring. She peered out as well as the window, beaded with drops, would allow her, and saw only the lamps, which had just been lit, blinking in the wet atmosphere, and rows of hideous zinc chimney pipes in dim relief against the sky. She writhed uneasily, as when a thought is swelling in the mind which must cause much pain at its deliverance in words. Elfride had known no more about the stings of evil report than the native wildfowl knew of the effects of Crusoe's first shot. Now she saw a little further, and a little further still. The train stopped. Stephen relinquished the soft hand he had held all the day, and proceeded to assist her onto the platform. This act of alighting upon strange ground seemed all that was wanted to complete a resolution within her. She looked at her betrothed with despairing eyes. Oh, Stephen, apostrophe, she exclaimed, I am so miserable. I must go home again, I must. Forgive my wretched vacillation. I don't like it here, nor myself nor you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Stephen looked bewildered, and did not speak. Will you allow me to go home? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she implored. I won't trouble you to go with me. I will not be any weight upon you. Only say you will agree to my returning, that you will not hate me for it, Stephen. It is better that I should return again. Indeed it is, Stephen. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but we can't return now, apostrophe, he said in a deprecatory tone. I must. I will. Apostrophe, how? When do you want to go? Apostrophe, now. Can we go at once? Apostrophe, the lad looked hopelessly along the platform. If you must go, and think it wrong to remain, dearest, apostrophe, said he sadly, you shall. You shall do whatever you like, my Elfride. But would you in reality rather go now than stay till tomorrow, and go as my wife? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, yes, much anything to go now. I must, apostrophe, she cried. We ought to have done one of two things, apostrophe, he answered gloomily. Never to have started, or not to have returned without being married. I don't like to say it, Elfride, indeed I don't, but you must be told this, that going back unmarried may compromise your good name in the eyes of people who may hear of it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, they will not, and I must go. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh Elfride. I am to blame for bringing you away. Apostrophe, not at all. I am the elder. Apostrophe, by a month, and what's that? But never mind that now. Apostrophe, he looked around. Is there a train for Plymouth tonight? Apostrophe, he inquired of a guard. The guard passed on, and did not speak. Is there a train for Plymouth tonight? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Elfride to another. Yes, miss. The 8:10 leaves in 10 minutes. You have come to the wrong platform. It is the other side. Change at Bristol into the night mail. Down that staircase, and under the line. Apostrophe, they ran down the staircase Elfride first to the booking office, and into a carriage with an official standing beside the door. Show your tickets, please. Apostrophe, apostrophe, they are locked in. Men about the platform accelerate their velocities till they fly up and down like shuttles in a loom, a whistle, the waving of a flag, a human cry, a steam groan, and away they go to Plymouth again, just catching these words as they glide off. Those two youngsters had a near run for it, and no mistake. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Elfright found her breath. And have you come to, Stephen? Why did you? Apostrophe, I shall not leave you till I see you safe at St. Launce's. Do not think worse of me than I am, Elfride. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and then they rattled along through the night, back again by the way they had come. The weather cleared, and the stars shone in upon them. Their two or three fellow passengers sat for most of the time with closed eyes. Stephen sometimes slept. Elfride alone was wakeful and palpitating hour after hour. The day began to break, and revealed that they were by the sea. Red rocks overhung them, and, receding into distance, grew livid in the blue-gray atmosphere. The sun rose, and sent penetrating shafts of light in upon their weary faces. Another hour, and the world began to be busy. They waited yet a little, and the train slackened its speed in view of the platform at St. Launce's. She shivered, and mused sadly. I did not see all the consequences, apostrophe she said. Appearances are woefully against me. If anybody finds me out, I am, I suppose, disgraced. Apostrophe, apostrophe, then appearances will speak falsely, and how can that matter, even if they do? I shall be your husband sooner or later, for certain, and so prove your purity. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Stephen, once in London I ought to have married you, apostrophe she said firmly. It was my only safe defense. I see more things now than I did yesterday. My only remaining chance is not to be discovered, and that we must fight for most desperately. Apostrophe, apostrophe, they stepped out. Elfride pulled a thick veil over her face. A woman with red and scaly eyelids and glistening eyes was sitting on a bench just inside the office door. She fixed her eyes upon Elfride with an expression whose force it was impossible to doubt, but the meaning of which was not clear, then upon the carriage they had left. She seemed to read a sinister story in the scene. Elfride shrank back and turned the other way. Who is that woman? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Stephen. She looked hard at you. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mrs. Jethway, a widow, and mother of that young man whose tomb we sat on the other night. Stephen, she is my enemy. Would that God had had mercy enough upon me to have hidden this from her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, do not talk so hopelessly, apostrophe, he remonstrated. I don't think she recognized us. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I pray that she did not. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he put on a more vigorous mood. Now, we will go and get some breakfast. Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she begged. I cannot eat. I must get back to Indelstow. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Elfride was as if he had grown years older than Stephen now. But you have had nothing since last night, but that cup of tea at Bristol. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I can't eat, Stephen. Apostrophe, apostrophe, wine and biscuit? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, nor tea, nor coffee? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, a glass of water? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no. I want something that makes people strong and energetic for the present, that borrows the strength of tomorrow for use today leaving. Tomorrow without any at all for that matter, or even that would take all life away tomorrow, so long as it enabled me to get home again now. Brandy, that's what I want. That woman's eyes have eaten my heart away. Apostrophe, apostrophe, you are wild, and you grieve me, darling. Must it be brandy? Apostrophe, yes, if you please. Apostrophe, apostrophe, how much? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I don't know. I have never drunk more than a teaspoonful at once. All I know is that I want it. Don't get it at the Falcon. Apostrophe, he left her in the fields, and went to the nearest inn in that direction. Presently he returned with a small flask nearly full, and some slices of bread and butter, thin as wafers, in a paper bag. Elfride took a sip or two. It goes into my eyes, apostrophe she said wearily. I can't take any more. Yes, I will. I will close my eyes. Ah, it goes to the Mayan inside root. I don't want it. Throw it away. Apostrophe, however, she could eat and did eat. Her chief attention was concentrated upon how to get the horse from the Falcon stables without suspicion. Stephen was not allowed to accompany her into the town. She acted now upon conclusions reached without any aid from him. His power over her seemed to have departed. You had better not be seen with me, even here where I am so little known. We have begun stealthily as thieves, and we must end stealthily as thieves, at all hazards. Until Papa has been told by me myself, a discovery would be terrible. Apostrophe, apostrophe, walking, and gloomily talking thus they waited till nearly 9 o'clock, at which time Elfright thought she might call at the Falcon without creating much surprise. Behind the railway station was the river, spanned by an old Tudor bridge, whence the road diverged in two directions, one skirting the suburbs of the town, and winding round again into the high road to Endelstow. Beside this road Stephen sat, and awaited a return from the Falcon. He sat as one sitting for a portrait, motionless, watching the checkered lights and shades on the tree trunks, the children playing opposite the school previous to entering for the morning lesson, the reapers in a field afar off. The certainty of possession had not come, and there was nothing to mitigate the youth's gloom, that increased with the thought of the parting now so near. At length she came trotting round to him, in appearance much, as on the romantic morning of their visit to the cliff, but shorn of the radiance which glistened about her then. However, her comparative immunity from further risk and trouble had considerably composed her. Elfright's capacity for being wounded was only surpassed by her capacity for healing, which rightly or wrongly is by some considered an index of transientness of feeling in general. Elfright, what did they say at the Falcon? Apostrophe, apostrophe, nothing. Nobody seemed curious about me. They knew I went to Plymouth, and I have stayed there a night now, and then with Miss Bicknell. I rather calculated upon that. Apostrophe, and now parting arose like a death to these children, for it was imperative that she should start at once. Stephen walked beside her for nearly a mile. During the walk he said sadly, Elfride, 24 hours have passed, and the thing is not done. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but you have ensured that it shall be done. Apostrophe, apostrophe, how have I? Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh Stephen, you ask how? Do you think I could marry another man on earth after having gone thus far with you? Have I not shown beyond possibility of doubt that I can be nobody else's? Have I not irretrievably committed myself? Pride has stood for nothing in the face of my great love. You misunderstood my turning back, and I cannot explain it. It was wrong to go with you at all, and though it would have been worse to go further, it would have been better policy, perhaps. Be assured of this, that whenever you have a home for me however poor and humble, and come and claim me, I am ready. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she added bitterly, when my father knows of this day's work, he may be only too glad to let me go. Apostrophe, apostrophe, perhaps he may, then, insist upon our marriage at once. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Stephen answered, seeing a ray of hope in the very focus of her remorse. I hope he may, even if we had still, to part till I am ready for you, as we intended. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Elfright did not reply. You don't seem the same woman, Elfie, that you were yesterday. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Norm one. But goodbye. Go back now. Apostrophe, and she reined the horse for parting. Oh, Stephen, apostrophe, she cried, I feel so weak. I don't know how to meet him. Cannot you, after all, come back with me? Apostrophe, shall I come? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Elfright paused to think. No, it will not do. It is my utter foolishness that makes me say such words. But he will send for you. Apostrophe, say to him, apostrophe, continued Stephen, that we did this in the absolute despair of our minds. Tell him we don't wish him to favor us, only to deal justly with us. If he says, marry now, so much the better. If not, say that all may be put right by his promise, to allow me to have you, when I am good enough for you, which may be soon. Say I have nothing to offer him in exchange for his treasure, the more sorry I, but all the love, and all the life, and all the labor of an honest man shall be yours. As to when this had better be told, I leave you to judge. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.